Hello, those 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 222. And we've been personalizing Psalm 91, verse 10b. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. So no plague should come near your dwelling. We'll come to the dwelling, and then you understand that your dwelling is your where you live, where you stay, your house. But you have two houses, and I will explain, not one in heaven and one on earth. No, not that. There you have two houses right on this earth. Okay, one in New York and one in the Caribbean. No, that's what I'm talking about. So you understand as I get on with it. But we're talking about the plague. The plague means a blow, B-L-O-W. And I explained that Jesus came, the word became flesh. He came into this earth so that he could suffer what you should have suffered. Okay, so when you read Isaiah 53, and Isaiah 53 is called the redemption chapter, then it says in verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs. When you go to the griefs, you realize the griefs is not like you are unhappy and you have a grief. No, the grief there is sickness. Can you imagine? It's your sickness. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Carried our sorrows, carried our pain. So Jesus, Isaiah 53:4. So this a prophecy about Jesus. He carried your sicknesses. He bore your sicknesses and carried your pain. Isaiah 53 verse 4. Yet we did esteem stricken. Stricken, yes. Smitten of God and afflicted. Stricken, what was strike? A blow. What was smite? A blow. So this whole thing is about the blows men receive. And Jesus came, who was your substitute, came to stand in your stead and receive the blows for you. Jesus received these blows for you. Now, listen to what Isaiah, the same verse in Amplified Version. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. Wow. Another dimension has been added to it. Surely he, the substitute, Jesus, has borne your sicknesses, your weaknesses, and your distresses. So it's not just sickness, but also weaknesses. Weaknesses is, you know, everybody has something that, mentions your name. Oh, do you know that guy? And somebody says, yes, I know him. So he's a great guy. You know, he's a great footballer. Then somebody will say, you know, it's true. But that guy has an anger problem. I mean, do you know that he almost beat his mother-in-law? Oh, are you serious? Yes. That nice guy, very handsome guy, but, oh, that thing about him is just too bad. It's a big minus. Okay? So that is what? Weaknesses in the human being. So almost every human being, you know, has something good going for them. But there is a but. And that but sometimes makes you bow your head in shame and wish it wasn't there for the person. And that one, Jesus also bore for you. And then distresses. There are some people who experience, you know, periodical pains, periodical migraines. So when they come, you are a medical doctor, or you are a lawyer, or you are an engineer, you are in charge of a bank, or you're doing something very, you know, in a company, you are the CEO. But when the migraine comes, everybody in the whole outfit knows that your migraine has come and that everybody should leave you alone and you must be there quietly. It's like, oh, that thing has come. Or even mental issues, you hear voices accusing you. And that thing was with your mother or with your grandmother or your grandfather or somebody in the family. And that thing, you're finding it happening in your life. Distresses. And Bible says, Jesus bore all these for you. Surely, and it's a sure thing, surely he has borne your sicknesses and your weaknesses and distresses, sicknesses, weaknesses and distresses. He carried all of it for you and carried your sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. Oh, wow. So this is what Jesus has done for you. Today, go out knowing he bore. He bore it. He was my substitute. He did it on my behalf. And he did it so that I'll be free. I see you walking free. I said, I see you walking free from all these sicknesses and weaknesses and distresses in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You're blessed. Bye.